Hello, my wonderful people. Welcome to the Intimate Relationship Study. Okay, I've changed the introduction slightly to suit more clarity there. Okay, let's go through the five quickly and then we'll get to the details. Ascendant, Zodiac and Nakshatra, because it is opposite your seventh house, is what you carry into partnerships, relationships, spouse, intimacy, sex and sensuality, all of that stuff, good stuff, orgasmic stuff, isn't it? Okay, because that's all right opposite the seventh house is the first house. So ascendant, zodiac and nakshatra, pay attention to that. Pay a lot of the first house, wherever it is that is sitting in. Number two, Mercury is the earth element. Okay, so that not only stands for mental intellect, but your sense of smell and touch, like we talked about in previous podcasts, kinesthetics, isn't it? Physical, intimate relationship, essentially sex and sensuality is what in terms of planets? In terms of Mercury, it is smell and touch. That's why it is important to know this. So I have modified this. Number three, Venus is the water element, planetarily speaking, like Moon. But Venus stands for your eyes. What are your eyes observing? That's why you need to beautify things if you want to connect. If you go with your hair shambles, with no makeup and with nothing going on, there's no smell, there's no touch, there's no eyes. Your eyes have to perceive. Your perception of beauty is your eyes. Okay? That's Venus. That needs to be there in intimacy. Mars, on the other hand, is quite different to Mercury and Venus. It's the fire element. It stands for the blood. That's why raw passion of Mars, when you become hot, literally the heat in the body, in the passion that happens during lovemaking, runs through everything in intimacy, runs through Mercury, runs through Venus, runs through Ascendant. So Mars is that common inner element that drives the passion in any relationship, okay? If it is not calibrated, if it's not understood, if you don't know how to work with it, then you are in trouble. Then it can turn into anger. The potency of Mars is extremely strong. It takes no hostages. It just goes out there and gets stuff. It's the blood. It's the fire. Number five, when you calibrate your own understanding and appreciation of your own makeup, first start with yourself. Okay, don't go around blame game. That's not going to work. See somebody, your partner's chart, and say you have this, that and the other. No, that won't work. When you calibrate your own understanding and your own appreciation of your own chart and your own makeup, this is the way I am made. Your selection of mate, interactions of mental, emotional and physical planes could also become higher. There is a potential. Always remember, this is a potential game. Nothing is promised to you. How much you want to take out of the juice of life is strictly up to you, isn't it? Now let's get into the details. Let's get into Mrikshira to Ashwini match. Before I get into the details, if you need a consult, marriage counseling type of consult using this style of analysis, if this appeals to you and you know that you have some friends, family who need assistance with this kind of thing, show them these podcasts. Say this guy gives something like this. I'd be happy to help them out. Okay. Now let's begin. Mrikshira and Gemini, number three. It has only one match, that is Ashwini in 11 as Devgana. Why? First of all, there is no Devgana in number 3 position. There is one Devgana in number 4, which is Hasta, but it is an earth sign. Air and earth, not a very good match. In the 7th part, no Devgana. In the 10th part, there is Revati, but it is water sign. Air and water, again not a match. The only match for air is the fire or another air sign. In this case, in the 11th position, we have only Ashwini. So let's get started with that core chemistry. The 111 moon positioning tone is one of excitement with ease, friendship and teamwork dynamic of 111 aspect, expressed as lively companionship, mutual motivation and forward motion. This is an extremely dynamic couple because one is air and one is fire. The energy moves very fast between these two. Why it works? Ashwini man brings fearless initiative, humor and childlike vitality, while Mrikshira Gemini woman brings wit, adaptability and nuanced understanding of emotions and ideas. Together they stimulate one another's minds and adventures. Intimacy is not something just a one-time 2-minute exercise in the bed, isn't it? What do you both enjoy together? There has to be that dynamism. That's why elements along with gunas have to match. Keep that as a bottom line principle, folks. Elemental balance, fire, Aries, and air, Gemini, complement each other perfectly. Fire gives direction and warmth, and air provides that imagination and movement. The gana match is there, so that's also aligned. Ensures kindness, shared ideals. So crucial these days. Shared ideals. Is your mind and your elemental match going in the same direction? You don't want to be going in opposite directions. Otherwise, intimacy is lost. It's that simple. The risk is a lot of speed. A lot of speed carries on in this. Air and fire can create a lot of speed, isn't it? Very dynamic energies. Too many beginnings and not enough follow through. There has to be a little element of grounding and giving space. So mind, how does it work? Vrikshira, typical, we have covered this already in details in the other Vrikshira ones. Quick, intelligent exchanges. Change topics or moods freely. He needs this mentally. Curiosity-driven connection. How he fulfills it, Ashwini style, spontaneous and upbeat. He needs to praise her mind often. He needs to act on them, not just teach them. Be a playful student. Vrikshira is a student. It's in Gemini, it's Mercury. But again, there is a passionate element. This is a very passionate combination. Why? Because Vrikshira is nakshatra ruled by Mars, and Ashwini is a sign ruled by Mars. So there is an extreme amount of passion. Very good in bed, if you ask me. Ashwini, Aries moon, him on the other side, straightforward. Decisive communication, someone who matches his energy and enthusiasm, freedom to act without being slowed by analysis. Nobody here wants to analyze so much. They want to carry on the passion. How she fulfills Vrikshira style, respond with clarity and enthusiasm. Yes, let's do that. Feed him new missions, keep the adventure loop alive. They can be very sporty, very dynamic, moving kind of couple. Keep feedback short, encouraging, not corrective. Join his pace. Ashwini has got a very dynamic pace. Vrikshira needs to keep up with Ashwini in that context. Let's see emotional part. Regarding the emotional side of things now, again, very highly passionate here. Vrikshira Gemini, that is she. What does she desire emotionally? Lightness, laughter. To feel emotionally seen through a conversation. They can have lots of conversations, these two. Conversation that breeds, not possessiveness. Actually, Ashwini is not that possessive. How he fulfills, humor and a quick hug. Affirm her versatility. Keep the relationship flexible. Never label her curiosity as inconsistent. That's what he's got to be cautionate about. She's very curious. He just wants to get on with it. Ashwini, Aries, what does he desire? Admiration and faith. This is the first sign. He requires to be admired for what, who and what he stands for. Honest emotion over indirect hints. Never a good idea to have indirect hints with Ashwini. Forgiveness that comes swiftly and sincerely. Okay, fine. How she fulfills. Speak to his sense of pride gently. You're amazing when you trust your instincts. See, she's goading him along. She's fulfilling his need. When any conflict arises, I know you are trying to help. You know, add that line, tagline. Avoid overanalysis during tension. Because she needs to, she's naturally analyzing more than him. So avoid that analysis. Let him win small victories. Small wins always go a long way, isn't it? Now let's see the physical part, kinesthetic. How does this play out physically? Very, very fiery. Like I said, one is Mars Rudra Nakshatra matched with another one whose zodiac is Mars, Aries. Okay. Playful, exploratory intimacy. Mind-body connection through variety. That's what she seeks. So how does he fulfill that? By quick but frequent lovemaking. Blend quick ignitions and lingering finish. His fire needs to blend with her fire. His Mars, which is the zodiac, needs to meet her deeper core of Mars, which is in Vrikshira as a nakshatra ruler. This can be very, very tricky, isn't it? Ashwini, Aries, what does he desire? Energy, readiness and admiration. He's like a go-to guy. Partner who enjoys being led but keeps it light. warmth, physical affection as a daily expression. How she fulfills it? Initiate some time, surprise him by locking eyes and making the first move. Compliment his body and vitality and praise lights his fire. You have to literally light his fire, your air. You have to fan his fire and his ego. And then you can make all the magic happen. Let's finish up with the bottom line. Bottom line now, how does this relationship really pan out? Fire Aries plus air Gemini, vitality and inspiration. Air feeds fire's enthusiasm, fire gives air focus and purpose, the elemental match. Next axis is Devgana, Devgana axis, ethical, good-hearted, both of them. Both prefer fairness, quick comments and optimism. Now when I say Devgana, Devgana, this is just moon. Remember the first rules, okay? Check the ascendant Venus, Mars and Mercury also, which Gana they are placed in. Typically they are all not Devgana, isn't it? So there will be an element of complexity involved here. Probably I might do more case studies. Leave a comment if you need to see some case studies. Ketu, Mars and Mercury, instinct and intellect. He brings courage, she brings cleverness, bold ideas that meet quick adaptability. 111 moon geometry, friendship, cooperation and shared vision. They motivate each other's growth by encouraging experimentation and mutual independence. Bottom line, Vrikshira Gemini woman, Ashwini Aries man is a quintessential fire air best friends and best lovers. Dynamic, fast moving, mentally electric, filled with laughter, curiosity and adventure. So they need to seek out activities also which fit that bill, okay? They are cheerleaders, collaborators with one another, very dynamic, very nice energy, magnetic duo of spark and breeze, the relationship that feels alive, intelligent, joyful, endlessly renewing. Again, if you need a consult before stepping into a relationship, or whether in relationship or divorce or whatever, you can get in touch with me. My email is in the channel description box and I'll put up a small yellow box on the screen. Email is there also. You can get in touch with me. I'd be happy to help. Take care. Be safe.